Taking a look at sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. First absurd story of the day. Lightning forces cancellation of the first Responder Bowl, which was being held in the first quarter. It's to say unusual that this happened like this. Boston College led by a score of 7-0. When officials stopped playing and cleared the field with 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. After a delay of about 90 minutes, thunderstorms still expected to remain in the Dallas area for several more hours, so officials decided not to resume play. The NCAA said that it was the first bowl game ever canceled by weather. Hawaii's planned second postseason game of 1941 against San Jose State was canceled because of the attack on Pearl Harbor. That's just a little different. It's pretty amazing. What I feel sorry for, all the people that paid to go there, the families, the friends, the money that was spent by the schools to send the teams there. I feel sorry for the student athletes who didn't get a chance to play in a bowl game that they were playing to get into all year long. It was interesting, and it happened at the First Responders Bowl. But that's just one interesting story of the day. All right. And there was a lot of lightning around. So, I mean, I'm not making fun of the fact that they decided to cancel the game. But, oh, well, there's that. Well, now we'll move on to absurd story number two. And I'm sure you all have heard about this story about the high school wrestler in New Jersey who was forced, if he wanted to compete in a tournament, to cut his dreadlocks off by an official who was there. Well, the public has backed the high school wrestler who did cut the dreadlocks and won his match. Community leaders and residents turned out to show support yesterday. The Board of Education held an emergency meeting to discuss personnel matters. As a result of that incident, no formal action was taken at that meeting, but members of the public and the school used to back him. Johnson, who is black, was put on the spot to forfeit or cut his dreadlocks by the official Alan Maloney, who is a white referee. The New Jersey State Interscholastic Association is investigating the matter, as is the New Jersey Division of Civil Rights. Johnson opted to cut his hair and eventually won his match in overtime. This is just an unbelievable story in our country today. The kid had been allowed to wrestle all year long. And one, obviously, and I don't care what they say, bigoted official who should never be allowed to officiate again. But anyways, that's that. All right. And we're getting into a pretty big weekend, you know, and New Year's Eve and everything like that with the going to crown a national championship in football. So anyways, that's where we stand. That is our very bizarre check on sports this morning, minus Mike Kazee.